Welcome back, it's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is Wednesday, which means it's time to talk sports. So let's turn to the, my script says, Bill, I should say the one and only, Bill Littlefield.
As far as I know.
Host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, it's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
And I'm glad there's not a clone of you, for now, at least. Well,
we're all supposed to run into our doppelganger somewhere, right? So it just hasn't happened yet.
Well, let's start and talk about the Red Sox here. They won over the Tigers last night, 6-0. A bunch of things to talk about regarding the game. Steven Wright, first of all, threw 7 shutout innings. Interesting story to him. We'll get to that in a second. But what did you think of his performance last night?
Well, his performance was excellent last night, reminiscent of Tim Wakefield in his highest caliber knuckleballer days. Great fun to watch. It's the great illusion when you watch a knuckleballer, you sit in the stands and you say, hey, I could hit that.
But
you couldn't. No, you couldn't, or you'd be there.
Exactly. Now, he's coming off a suspension related to domestic violence. Is that right?
He's coming off a long recovery from an injury to begin with, and then he was involved. He did commit some sort of domestic violence incident and prevented his wife from calling 911. They were both misdemeanors. This has theoretically been resolved if he agrees to what the court stipulated, anger management and talking to other people about what he's done and various other things. So he's saying all the right things, and I hope for his wife's sake that he'll be one of those people who's not habitually involved in that sort of thing.
Indeed. All right. Well, Wright is filling in for Drew Pomeranz. He's currently on the disabled list. And Wright was actually asked after the game what he thinks his role should be for the Sox going forward.
Whatever. I mean, you know, we definitely need Drew. You know, I think he's going to be a huge factor, you know, going forward. So I'll do whatever they want me to do until the meantime, you know, and then I'll just, like I said, I just want to pitch. So it doesn't matter if it's starting or relieving.
It's right out of the Crash Davis playbook of how to talk to the media. I just want to help the ball club, you know, whatever they want me to do. I just want to help the ball club go out there and pitch. He's saying the right things. It's good.
Okay, so that's twice he said the right things. Good.
Yeah. Once regarding an extremely serious matter and once regarding day-to-day baseball matters.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about J.D. Martinez, who was facing off against his former team, right,
mm-hmm.
last night. And he hit his 20th homer of the year. League leading. Oh my
yes.
God, it's only Wednesday. It's not your Friday. League leading. Is he getting the credit he deserves as a hitter?
Well, first of all, his former team shouldn't feel special because he's also hit home runs against about 11 other teams. He just seems to be a guy who hits a lot of home runs this year, which is great because that's pretty much what the Red Sox got him for. I think he gets plenty of credit. He's playing in one of the most thoroughly observed and commented upon baseball markets in the country, and he's doing just fine, and the Red Sox are at the top of their league, so how do you get more attention than that?
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to actually what has been probably nationally one of the most talked about sports stories of this week, and I don't even know if I want to talk about it, but we have to. This is the fact that President Donald Trump and the White House disinvited the Philadelphia Eagles, the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles, stuff about the national anthem, et cetera. I mean, here, you know what? I'm just going to jump to this tape because here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders yesterday saying that when the Eagles didn't show up or decided not to come or whatever happened, that she claims it was a political stunt by the Eagles.
If this wasn't a political stunt by the Eagles franchise, then they wouldn't have planned to attend the event and then backed out at the last minute.
I don't mean to be so dismissive in the way I describe this, Bill, because it really does get to me. But, I mean, who should be saying this was a political stunt?
Well, given that the replacement for the visit by the Eagles, which didn't occur, was a 10-minute, two-song concert in which the president demonstrated only that he didn't know the words to God Bless America, I'm really not sure she should be calling that calling what the Eagles did a political stunt. Donald Trump is the master of the political stunt and the embodiment of the saying, patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. If there ever has been a president who invoked patriotism and was more of a scoundrel at the same time, I missed it.
Well, there are folks like Mike Garofalo on the NFL Network who's reporting today that only the Eagles quarterback, Nick Foles, and maybe one or two other players were planning to attend. I mean, is there any legitimacy to pointing the finger at the Eagles in all of this?
No, because the President of the United States began this by referring to the colleagues of these Eagles who chose to demonstrate their objection to racism and violence against minorities in this country by taking a knee, called them SOBs. And there is a brotherhood in the National Football League. The players care about each other. They're the only ones who know what they go through every week to entertain the masses. And you can't be calling people SOBs and then assuming that some of their brothers will happily come to the White House and smile for the camera. It doesn't work that way.
No. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him on Saturdays on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And on Wednesdays here at Radio Boston, being far more articulate than I am about these matters of sports and politics and the clash between the two. Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.